This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The first week of testimony wrapped up this week in the New York criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. He's charged with falsifying business records to hide a payment to an adult film star just before the 2016 election. The first witness was David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He told the jury he helped suppress damaging information about Trump. Also this week, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a different case on whether the former president can be prosecuted for election interference in Washington, or is he protected by presidential immunity? NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
Donald Trump's lawyer John Sauer took some heat this week for his extreme positions, things like arguing Trump might be able to use the military to mount a coup attempt or to kill a Trump rival. But most of the conservative justices seemed a lot more concerned about tying a future president's hands than about violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021.
NPR's Carrie Johnson. TikTok owner ByteDance says it will not sell the hit video app TikTok, despite President Biden signing a law aimed at forcing the company to do so. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the law would ban TikTok in the U.S. next year unless the app is sold.
The law requires China-based ByteDance to fully divest from TikTok, or the app will be put out of business in the U.S. But ByteDance says it has no plans to sell TikTok. The Chinese government has also committed to blocking the sale of TikTok's algorithm under the country's laws that regulate the export of technology. TikTok has vowed to take the Biden administration to court, saying banning an app used by 170 million Americans tramples on the First Amendment. The legal battle could drag on for years and may eventually make its way to the Supreme Court. In the meantime, TikTok says there will be no disruption to the popular app, but experts say TikTok's future in the U.S. is more uncertain than ever before. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Humanitarian groups in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah are making contingency plans in case of an Israeli offensive there, which Israel says is needed to eliminate Hamas. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
The UN agency that aids Palestinians has no plans to evacuate from Gaza, says Scott Anderson, the deputy director of operations there. But an offensive could force them to move elsewhere in Gaza, he says. They're working to stockpile aid and pre-positioned supplies outside of Rafah. A huge concern, he says, is what will happen if the million or more displaced Palestinians in Rafah will have to evacuate.
It would be utter chaos if they told everybody in Rafah, leave now. Now trying to move a million people all at once.
Another concern is the truckloads of precious humanitarian aid that arrive each day across the borders in southern Gaza. If combat nearby forces crossings to shut down, even temporarily, aid groups say the result could be catastrophic. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News in Washington. Members of the United Auto Workers Union will vote on a new contract with Daimler Truck. It was reached last night, just before they were scheduled to go on strike. The four-year agreement covers workers at facilities in North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. It calls for wage hikes of more than 25%, cost of living adjustments, and profit sharing. South Africa celebrates 30 years of freedom today, marking the elections in 1994 that ushered in democracy. Kate Bartlett reports.
In his Freedom Day speech on Saturday, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa remembered 27 April 1994, when white minority rule ended, as the day South Africa was changed forever. The historic vote allowed newly enfranchised black South Africans to select their government for the first time, and they overwhelmingly voted for Nelson Mandela's African National Congress Party, or ANC. 30 years later, however, many have become disillusioned with the ANC due to continuing poverty, high unemployment, and corruption. Polls predict the party could get under 50% at the elections on May 29th and have to go into a coalition. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a visit to China yesterday. The talks were designed to ease tensions between the world's two largest economies. On his way to the airport, he stopped at a record store in Beijing and bought two albums, one by Taylor Swift and one by Chinese rocker Dou Wei. Blinken said music is the best connector, regardless of geography. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.